chapter 17. I'm going to begin reading at verse 40. 1 Samuel chapter 17.
Yes.
You will find these words. Are you there? Say, I got the word.
I got the word.
1 Samuel 17, beginning at verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip. And a sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about, he saw David. He disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
Yes.
This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Yes.
All this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. And he will give unto, and he will give you into our hands.
Amen.
And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Father, we thank you for this time that we've come together.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for all that have transpired, the praises, oh God, for our Sunday school and all of our teachers. All the students that were gathered in the classes, we thank you now for this time of worship and praise and learning from your word. And so I ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding. Lord Jesus, that I would rightly divide your word and that I would rightly apply your word. I pray also that you touch the heart and ears of all those that are under the sound of my voice. So Lord Jesus, after the teaching, the preaching, and the hearing of your word, we will all be doers of your word.
Yes.
This I do ask in the name of Jesus. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
Amen. Standing during our reading. Today I want to use for a subject topic from this very familiar story. Giants come, but they do fall.
Amen.
Giants come.
Yes, sir.
But they do fall.
Praise God.
Amen. Anybody have any encounter with any giants in your life?
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The path that the Lord has chosen for you may seem like it's a bit much for you to travel all alone. But I want to encourage you today, amen, being the saints of the Most High God, you are not alone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You are not alone. On the words of the song that the choir just finished a moment ago, God said he would be with you.
Come on now.
I don't know about you, but my experience has been that the Lord is true to his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He is true,
true to his word.
To his word.
Yes.
And I have come to realize that when I look around and I think it's time for the Lord to intervene, and look like he's not intervening, then I come to realize I got to check my watch. Because my watch must be a little fast. Are y'all hearing me today? Because I have discovered that he is always right on time. Glory to God. I have to recalibrate myself and to, amen, let myself know that he is going to be here right on time.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Well, here's what the word says, Hebrews 13 and 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. That's what the Lord says. I'll never leave thee, and I'll never forsake thee. I remember, amen, the words of a song that we used to sing a long time ago. The words were, never alone.
All right.
I don't have to worry because I'm never alone.
Amen.
He walks beside me all the day. He guides my footsteps all the way. So I'm never alone. Glory be to God. Don't let your anxieties and your fears make you feel like that the Lord have abandoned you.
All right.
Can I say that again?
All right.
Don't let your anxieties and your fears make you feel as if the Lord has abandoned you.
Amen.
Glory to God. He have not left you on the doorsteps.
Amen. That's right. Don't you?
Huh?
Amen.
Come on now. He have not placed you, amen, in a trash can somewhere.
Amen.
But he will come through for you. I just want to encourage, amen, somebody here today, glory be to God, that you might feel like the task that is ahead of you is monumental. We serve a God that is much bigger than any problem you can have. We serve a God that is much bigger than any problem I can have.
Amen.
What we all have to learn to do is to just put it in his hands.
Right.
Can somebody tell the Lord thank you?
Amen.
Well, Paul said it like this when he wrote to the Philippians 4 and 6 and verse 7. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
It gives us a formula there for going to God in prayer. Glory to God. It said, don't worry about things, but amen, just with prayer, with supplication and thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to learn things of God, that when we go to God, we got to thank him for what he's already done. We got to give him praise for what he has already brought forth in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It says, let your request be made known unto God. And verse 7 of Philippians 4 says, and the peace of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When you come in, amen, a good relationship with the Lord, then it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. By all accounts, you ought to be pulling your hair out.
That's right.
Huh? With what you're going through and what you're thinking about, you got to go through.
Hallelujah.
But if you know the Lord, it said the peace that passes understanding. In other words, you look back on it sometime and you can't figure out why you didn't lose your mind. You can't figure out why you didn't OD on something. Glory be to God. But it was because the Lord, hallelujah, didn't leave you alone and he kept you.
Thank you, Jesus.
His mighty hand, his mighty power kept you. Thank the Lord, amen, for making such, amen, bad decisions and choices. It said the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Listen, you don't have to go crazy. You don't have to lose your mind. Enjoy the peace of the Lord. He's your Father, isn't he?
Amen.
Tell him you want peace and trust him. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. But that's
good right there. Amen. Because we're living in very turbulent times.
Yes.
We're living in times, amen, where trouble will come and knock on your door.
Amen.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you can make up your mind. I ain't going out there getting all out there and all of that. Then in trouble come knock on your door.
All right.
But the peace of God.
Yeah.
Which passes understanding.
Yeah.
I can't understand why I'm so calm.
All right.
I can't understand why I'm so, just feeling relaxed.
Glory
be to God. And then I think about it. It's the peace
of
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the enemy is doing all he can to make me lose my mind. Are you hearing me today?
Amen.
And I'm talking about the devil. That old Satan. Glory to God. He's doing all he can to make me lose my mind. But I'd rather enjoy the peace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I believe, Lord, that somebody is being blessed by this today. Glory be to God. Because we have so many things that are happening to us. If it ain't happening to you, it's happening to her. If it's not happening to her, it's happening to him. If it's not happening to him, it's happening to them. If it's not happening to them, it's happening to us. But stuff is going on in this world that we're living in. Glory be to God. And some of these things have grown to be giants in our lives. Glory to God. Because, amen, we have, unfortunately, sometimes we have played around with it. We walk hand in hand with it. And now it has become a menace and a giant in your life. But I come to encourage you today and to let you know giants do come.
Yeah.
But they fall.
Hallelujah.
And somebody tell the Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Paul said like this. Then we go into our story with David. Philippians 4 and 13, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Saints of God, your strength must come from the Lord to deal with the thing that we are dealing with in this earth. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I was listening to a man the other day, and he was talking about, amen, in our relationship with the Lord. And I know that sometimes maybe we have to go see a psychiatrist or these type things, but you know, the man was saying, he said, Jesus don't have no couch for you to lay down on. Glory be to God. Amen. He can talk to you sitting right behind your stern. Are you hearing me today? Glory be to God. I know that there's some time we have to go through these other avenues, but I'm just trying to encourage you what the Lord Jesus Christ has available for us. Can you tell the Lord? Thank you. Amen. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ. I do it through Christ. I do it depending on Christ. That's why when I get up in the morning, I talk with him. That's why when I go about my activities, every now and then, I say, thank you, Jesus. That's why as I go through the day, I say, hallelujah, glory to God. Because I'm in constant contact with the one that can keep me in perfect peace. I'm in contact with the one that gives me strength to do all that I have to do as I go from day to day. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't leave home without
him.
You've probably heard that before.
Don't
leave home without him.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. As we look at the text that we shared with you here today in 1 Samuel 17, amen. The story, as we said, a very familiar passage of scripture by a young man by the name of David. But David, in chapter 16, David was overlooked and forgotten about. Amen. mm-hmm. as far as being what we would say somebody.
That's right.
What are you talking about, preacher? Well, we know the story how, amen, the prophet was sent to the house of Jesse. Amen. Samuel sent rather to the city and told to go there. And the Lord says, I'm going to show you when you get there who you are to anoint as king.
All right.
And when you get there, he told Samuel, call Jesse and his son. I want them there as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So you read in chapter 16 that, amen, when Samuel had the sacrifice and the gathering there, and amen, Jesse's son showed up, and one by the name of Eliab. When Samuel saw him, Samuel said, that's the one. And the Lord says, no, that's not the one. That's not the one.
All right.
Amen. Eliab was Jesse's oldest son. And then the next one was Abinadab.
Yeah.
And when Abinadab showed up, Samuel said, that's him. He's getting his oil out there. That's the one. And the Lord says, no, that's not the one. Glory to God. Then Shammah, the next one, came. And Samuel said, that's him. And the Lord says, no, that's not him. The Bible says he had all of Jesse's sons to pass by. He's going to pass by. The Lord shook him off. Shook Samuel off. Said, no, that's not the one. That's not the one. That's not the one. And so after all of them passed and they were just standing there, Samuel looks at Jesse and he said, is this all? Are these all your sons? Do you have any more boys? He said, well, I got one. And he's out keeping the sheep. Didn't even call him.
That's right.
Didn't even let David know that a prophet of God is coming and I want you here. Just let him out there.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Have you ever felt like you were just left out?
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
I just felt like I just left out.
All right.
Everybody got something with me.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
You standing in line waiting and they close it out. You ain't got nothing.
All right.
Glory to God.
Hello.
Samuel tells Jesse, so we'll go get him. Send for him. He needs to be here. And the Bible says that when David shows up, the Lord speaks to Samuel.
Amen.
And says, that's the one.
Amen.
Says, anoint him. Anoint him. Mm-hmm. And so when he anointed David, David goes on back keeping the sheep.
Amen.
Sure did.
Oh, glory be to God. Somebody say right now, what am I going to do with this anointing that I got? Keep sheep.
All right.
Just keep the sheep.
That's right. That's right.
And the Lord is in for you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When it's time for you, you know, when it's time for the curtain to open for you, the Lord will send for you. He will make a way. He will make a way. And so when we come to chapter 17, amen, the three sons that we mentioned earlier of Jesse, the Philistines had challenged the people of God, amen, to a battle. And more precisely, this giant by the name of Goliath.
All right.
Now, we are told from the dimensions that they give of him that he is about at least 9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 9 feet tall. And David is just a shepherd boy keeping sheep.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And so when they go into the battle, Goliath comes out, and for 40 days, can you imagine, amen, the stress that was put upon those people for 40 days? Goliath would come out and he would say, look, send me a man out here, one man, and let's go one on one.
All right.
And if he beats me, we'll serve y'all.
All right.
But if I defeat him, then y'all will have to serve us.
All right.
Glory to God. Now, I want you to understand something about Samuel. Amen. Samuel, when you read about him, Saul. Saul, when you read about Saul being made king in the earlier chapters, he was made king, and one of the things that stood out about Saul was is that he was shoulders above every other man.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. In other words, he was a tall man himself. Saul, the king, the leader. He was tall. But during this confrontation, His height is not even in the equation.
That's right.
He's not even considered. When Goliath comes out every day issuing this challenge, Saul, along with everybody else, is covering and hiding down.
All right.
That's right. All right.
You know, they're probably looking at one another saying, is you going? Huh? Let's cross it off.
All right.
Let's flip. Are you going? And for 40 days, no one would go. But look at the providence of God. Back home, back at Jesse's house, Jesse calls David and says, look, son, I want you to go to the war. And I want you to see how your brothers are doing. So take them some food and take the cheese here and give it to the captain.
All right.
So but bring me a report of how your brothers are doing.
All right.
Glory to God. And when David gets to the battle, everybody is squatting down, hiding, amen, behind whatever. And they are afraid to go out and face this giant.
Amen.
That's right.
And David begins to question them. Glory to God. And what really just kind of got my mind about David was concerned because he said that this man is defying or challenging the army of the living God.
Yes.
Now David says something is wrong here.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We know what Yahweh can do.
Uh-huh.
And now we are hiding. Glory be to God. David begins to ask a few questions, and amen, upon his inquiry, his older brother got angry with him. Now he's afraid, he's not going to do anything, but David talking about going, so his older brother attacks him.
Uh-huh.
What do you come down here for? I know you. You just know it. You just come down here to see. But by the way, who's keeping them sheep?
Yeah.
See, the dad sent the boy down.
That's right.
Now, he ought to have been quiet.
That's true.
Huh? Eliab should have been quiet because the daddy sent the boy down. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But amen. In the court of the conversation, as we try to get to the verse 40 here, David says, look, I'll go and fight the giant.
That's right.
I'll fight it. And he talked and talked, and the talk got back to Saul. And Saul said, well, you got a man going to fight him? Bring him here. And when David shows up, Saul says, son, you can't fight that giant. So he's a man of war. He's a man of war. The description that they give of Goliath's armor, they said that the armor that he wore weighed about 100 pounds. The armor that Goliath had on. The coat of mail and the things on his knees and the shoulders and all of that armor weighed about 100 pounds.
All right.
And now here's a little shepherd boy standing and saying, I'll go fight.
That's right.
You got to believe God.
Amen.
Somebody here today got a giant in your life. It seems like you can't overcome it. You can overcome it.
Yes.
Huh? Giants come.
That's right.
But they do fall.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. So David says, I'll go and fight him. And Saul, amen, after he convinces Saul to let him go, Saul said, well, if you're going, says, look, I'm going to put my equipment on you. And put that stuff on David. And David says, look, I can't go in this.
All right.
When I remember I told you I killed that lion in the bath and came out my dead sheep? I didn't have all this stuff on.
That's right.
So I just took my bare hand and killed him because he got one dead sheep.
All right.
Huh? Glory be to God. And so Saul says, well, if you're going, may God be with you. Huh? You're going. May God be with you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we have here in verse 40 where it says David took his staff in his hand.
All right.
That's been there all the time. But this is the first time I really noticed it. Because we always talk about the slingshots and the stones. But he had a staff in his hand, a stick.
All right.
And you're going to see how that insulted Goliath.
All right.
David took his stick, and what did it say? He chose 5 smooth stones.
All right.
Put them in a little bag.
Yeah.
All right.
Went on up to beat the giant.
That's
glory
right.
to God.
That's right.
And the giant, when he came out, he had, you know, all that stuff that he had on, amen, then he had another man in front of him with a shield.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. And it said, when the giant saw David, he was just disdained. He was insulted. Because David was a young child, was running.
All right.
And of a fair countenance, he didn't even look like a warrior.
All right.
Look like a ladies' man. He said with fair countenance, face smooth, probably didn't start shaving.
Come on now.
And he's standing up there with a man that is a warrior.
Yes,
a man that probably had already taken lives.
All right.
A man that don't mind killing.
All right.
Glory be to God. A man that don't mind taking his spear out and cutting somebody's head off.
Right.
A vicious giant standing there. And here come a little boy looking like he just come out of his youth class in Sunday school.
Amen.
Goliath was insulted. And he said, do I look like I'm a dog? You're coming here with your staves. See, staves means sticks. And he saw that little staff he had. You coming up here with a stick in your hand. And I got a big man right here with a shield. And now I got my sword, which is like a weaver's beam. And you standing here with a stick? Oh, my God. You got to know, saints of God, that when you step out and believe God, that the enemy will look at you sometime and laugh at your equipment. Sometimes they will laugh at you, glory to God, because you come to the church and stand up and clap your hands. But how can it know that praise, glory to God, will bring the Lord to your assistance? I said praise will bring divine intervention. But somebody might be laughing at you simply because you're standing up and you're clapping your hands. Glory be to God. They might say, why don't they sit down? But they don't understand that praise is your weapon. Can you tell the Lord thank you? So Goliath, he laughs at David and he feels insulted that he comes to him with a stick in his hand. He viciously curses David by his false God. But look at the shepherd boy, not wavering, glory be to God, but having determination that since this man is defying the armies of the living God, that somebody has got to do something. And I want you to know today that not only was Goliath defying the people of God, he was defying their God. He was saying in so many words that your God is not able to deliver you out of my hand. Hallelujah. But David, he went over and began to face the old giant. And the giant issued a challenge to him. And he said, come to me. If you just come on out to me, I'll give your flesh to the fowls of the air. Glory be to God. Look at the threat that this giant is issuing out to David. He says, I'll give your flesh to the fowl of the air and to the beast of the field. In other words, he said, boy, I'm going to tear you into so many pieces that the birds are going to have a feast with you. Can somebody tell God, thank you? But look at what, amen, what the word said. Then David said to the Philistine, you're coming to me with your sword, and you got your spear and your shield.
Right.
But look at here what I got. He said, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord, God of Israel, whom thou hast defied. I'm going to let somebody know today that there is power in the name of Jesus. I don't know, but I can just imagine in my life that the five stones that he picked up just maybe it spelled J-E-S-U-S. I don't know, the word doesn't say that, but he picked up the five stones and he had the stick in his hand and he was determined to go up against the giant. You gotta know that your God is gonna come through even when it looks like the odds are against you. Somebody tell God, thank you. David said, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. And I want to encourage somebody today that the God of the armies of Israel is the same God that we're serving today. It's still the same, just like it was then. He can do today what seems to be impossible. The word says all of the assembly, amen. He said the day, hallelujah, David declared that this day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. David had confidence that if I go in the name of Lord, even though this giant may come, he's got to fall in the name of the Lord God Almighty. He said that I'm going to take your head from you. David speaking the things that were not as though they were, because all he had was a stick and a slingshot. But he said, I'm going to take your head from you today. Lord have mercy. Can somebody shout, giants come? But they do fall. David said, I'm going to take your head from you. And I'm going to give your conquest to the hope and the host of the Philistine this day, to the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts, that all the earth may know that there is a God. Hallelujah. Show himself mighty and show himself strong, that the others will know that there is a God in Israel and that he is alive. Every now and then, God will allow you and I to encounter difficulty, that when we come out, the world will know that we serve a true and a living God, that we serve that the Lord saved it, but not with sword and not with spear. For the battle, oh my God, the battle is the Lord. That's what you got to tell that giant that is in your life. Hallelujah, trying to conquer you, trying to bring you down, trying to bring you in submission. You got to let that giant know that the battle. Giant started toward David.
Right.
David got in a hurry and went toward the giant. In other words, I believe David might have put it in our vernacular. Just simply saying, oh yeah, it's on. It's on. You don't step out there, Goliath. It's on. Glory to God. And when giant, amen, when Goliath made his step, David made his step. Stuck his hand in his bag. Pulled out a stone and put it in his sling. Glory be to God. As I was reading that, I come to realize that maybe Goliath was distracted by the stick. And he didn't know about the stone and the slingshot. Because the Bible said, you read it up there, that David took his staff in his hand. And now Goliath is just looking at a stick. But David had, glory to God, he had the stones in his lower purse, and he took out one and put it in his leg. And now a shepherd boy, glory be to God, can't have a so much strength, but a shepherd boy, he wound that sling up, and when he turned to the loose, the Bible said that the stone, when it hit the giant, it sunk in his head. It didn't bounce off, but it sunk in his head. What do you say, preacher? I'm saying that when the Lord is on your side, he is more than the whole world, than the whole world against you. Do you have any believers here today? You can just shout hallelujah. Can you shout thank you, Jesus? To fall in your life. You've been trying your way all the time. But I come to encourage you and to tell you that try Jesus. He's alright. Try Jesus. He's alright. Tasha Carl, I believe, on the end of that, She said, unleash
all right.
The champion in you.
Thank
you, Jesus. She said, unleash the champion in you. See, what you're doing, you're going around keeping him under wraps.
All
right. I got this, Jesus. And you just crying and having a hard time telling Jesus you got it.
Jesus.
Jesus said, let me have it. I didn't want you to show up Sunday so I can shout it.
Bless the Lord.
And I said, I want you victorious on Tuesday. I said, I want you to be a conqueror on Thursday. Unleash the champion in you.
Yes.
And the word of God says, greater.
Woo.
Trust that the word of God have inspired you.